Share number 20. Rav Rubenstein does an interesting thing here. We talked last time about the pasuk that David HaMelech says, "Kigamol alai imoy, kagamol alai nafshi." That Hashem, I know you care about me like a mother cares for her infant. That's how you care about me. And we talked about the mashal of the mother caring for the infant. But there's more to it. And this is more of a sidetrack. It's not, I don't think, so nageya to the actual world of bitachin, but it's an important yesod to know as well. And that is, Rav Rubenstein says, neurologists have noted that a baby in the mother's arms experiences the greatest bliss that a human can ever have. The child has no worry in the world and is confident knowing that it's getting its physical, and if it's a nursing child, an emotional nourishment, physical and emotional nourishment from the mother. And this is the greatest bliss that anyone in life could ever experience. But it only lasts for around a year, or maybe even less. Because as the child gets older and starts moving on its own and has a mind of its own, he doesn't have that same bliss anymore. Kegomel alai nafshi, just like Kegamal Ali Imai, just like a nursing child in the hands of the mother. We know clearly, science has told us, that a child's emotional health and stability is developed very much in the first year of life. If a baby lives in a home filled with arguments, shouting, negativity, even if it's not directed towards the child, but it has a negative effect on a child's future development. And the chiddush of that is that anger sends negative vibes throughout the home, and children feel that, and it affects them. And even a baby, not just a child who knows someone's fighting, a baby. What does a baby know? Nothing. But it affects the baby as well. And a warm, caring home is the opposite. That also gives a child a feeling of security and reliance. And this is, when you put that into the scientific world, and now plug it back into the world of bitachin, that bliss that a child will feel is what someone feels when they're truly in the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yisrael Salanter would say, Toiv achris dover mereshis. The pasuk tells us, the end of something turns out good when it started correctly. And Rabbi Saul Salanter would talk about that a child is affected so easily by everything that comes its way, not just its environment, that you have to start a child's chinuch with emunah, with kedusha, with Torah from a young age. Because what a child receives at that young age, and what he hears and what he experiences, has an effect on his entire life. There was once a guy who brought a 6-month-old son to Rabbi Saul Salanter, and he said, I brought him for the purpose of chinuch. I want to start my chinuch with him properly. So Rabbi Saul said, how old is he? So he said, he's 6 months old. So Rabbi Saul said, I'm sorry to tell you, you're about 6 months too late. And that is, sometimes we say to ourselves, the child's young, what does he know, what's the big deal, what's the difference? And it's not true. Chazal tell us, and science has proven, that what a child experiences at young ages has an effect on the child. The Chavetz Chaim in the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Shalah, who says that you have to be very careful about exposing children to things that are not good for their neshama. They were specifically talking about Gayusha music. And he says, even if the child's too young to understand the words, it has an effect. And Adarabba, Reb Volba Zichrayna Levracha used to say that when someone davens, if a mother's davening, they should bring the baby's crib close to them so that the baby will pick up the vibes of Kedusha and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the power that we have in affecting our children at a young age. What we do affects them. Torah, mitzvahs, these things affect them, even when we think that they don't. But they have an effect on the child. And I want to tell you now, Rav Rubinstein says, quote, an unbelievable vart from the Eish Das, the Ashra of a Rebbe. And he says as follows. There was an Amir in the Gemara. I'm sorry, Atana, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says in a few places in Shas, I heard this statement, but I don't know how to explain it. And the question the Eish Das asks is, so why doesn't he just ask his Rebbe to explain it to him? Why does he have to make this whole federal case out of it? I heard it, but I don't know what to do with it. So Zokta Eish Das, that the Mishnah Novice tells us, Rabbi Yeshua Ashrei Yeladitai. Praiseworthy is the mother who gave birth to Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara tells us why, because when Rabbi Yeshua was an infant, his mother would take his crib into the Bais Medrash. And there's other Midrashim, the Gra says, when his mother was expecting, she went into the Bais Medrash herself. Why did she do that? In order that her son should hear Torah. Her son should hear Torah. According to the Gra, we mentioned this once in a Shir HaShirim Shir, according to the Gra, she went to ask a bracha from the Tzamidei Chachamim, but the Gra explains that that was just a way for her to get into the Bais Medrash. What's a lady doing in the Bais Medrash? She came for a bracha from the Rosh Hashiva, that she should have an easy birth. That was all a ruse just to get into the Bais Medrash, so her child that's in her womb should hear the Torah. And then she used to bring the crib in to absorb the Torah. Says the Eish Das, all those things that Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard, but I don't know how to explain it, was all Torah that he heard when he was a child, either in his mother's womb or in his crib. He heard that Torah. So much so that years later he was able to repeat the Torah. But he didn't have anyone to ask, because those Rabbeim were not his Rabbeim. Those weren't people that he had a relationship to. They weren't around anymore. He heard the Torah. He heard the Halacha. But he was a baby, he couldn't ask them what's going on. I don't understand it. So years later, he used to say, I heard this. I don't have a way to explain it. I'm not sure how to explain it, but I heard it. Where did he hear it? He heard it in the crib when he was in the Beis HaMedrash. That's the power of chinuch, of children, at young ages. And that, Rav Rubinstein says, is the understanding kagomol alei imoy. That's the power of the child in the mother's arms. That's the power that the mother has and the parents have to create the proper environment for a child so that years later, wherever the path takes them, the foundation of chinuch that they had when they began as an infant was already something strong that will give them the tools to continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what David HaMelech is teaching us.